Tell people none of these have ever been in order. We should post them not in order. Just like,
I think that most of them are not in order sometimes because I lose the welcome to the podcast.
I didn't even realize we were recording. Damn, they heard our plot to confuse
the Lonely Boys podcast episode 11.
By them, it's hi Jose, Oscar, and Jason.
Sometimes. Basically.
I don't even know if you guys ridiculously listen to these, but you guys are the only person who have ever confirmed that you listen to it.
I think Jason listens to it because he says he puts it on randomly when he's doing chores or something.
That's hilarious.
That's
a good friend. All my friends have always been loyal about everything I do. not even with me.
I told John about the podcast. He got loyal.
Yeah. He's a douchebag. Shout out John Medina.
That we've been doing it.
Yeah.
John, you're not a douchebag. You make fireweed.
Oh, he makes weed, but he hurts my feelings. I'm not gonna front look at me.
You have to describe yourself through the audio.
I'm 6'3", and that's not a lie. Go on. I'm humble. Sometimes I say 6'1", but I'm actually 6'3". 163. Tall. I'm going to keep talking about that. That's my main thing there. Most of all, beautiful. No braces ever. Definitely cavities. A Mexican. We love sugar. And like fat stuff. And I'm just a soft, big old softy. And John's like, grr, I grow weed and gang stuff and weed stuff and stop being such a bitch. And I was like, my feelings. Anyway, shout out my friends. I'm doing air quotes, guys. My friends are such good friends. They're better friends than the Chewy than they are with me. Honestly, I don't even say that, Jelly. That's just facts. It's because I'm a dick, guys. I'm worried lighting this whatchamacallit with this torch. You want to just do it the 1950s way? Can I give you a tip?
You can try.
Sometimes it tastes so gross. I did this once, I think, with a cigarette. I don't smoke cigarettes. I was lighting my weed with a cigarette. Too much work. I'm just gonna try to turn. I immediately remember the amount of work that takes.
Worth with cigarettes, because that shit's unholy. They burn fucking.
Damn, this torch doesn't have a bitch mode, huh? This torch doesn't have a bitch mode. It's just like full blast, whenever, forever, huh? That's why it's the expensive boy. That sound you guys are hearing is a blazer, with the what's the attachment called? I'm trying to get sponsored. What's the attachment called?
A shield?
Heat shield. The big shot DT-8000. Shout out blazer. What the real dabbers and Chewy use. I still use propane, cause you know I'm a Hank Hill fan.
Classic propane.
Nigga, don't chew on my actual wheels.
Look, you put on your.
That's a little funny. She's like, more! I gave Chewy's dog some skateboard wheels to chew on, and I think she was chewing on our actual wheels. So, what do you want to talk about, Chewy? I've just been rambling for like a good 5 minutes.
I like the state of office jobs where there's just dogs now.
I correct you. Hipster office job.
Oh yeah, hipster office job.
But yeah, it's a pretty dope thing. The people upstairs from us, they all bring longboards and they get the longboard around work.
That's totally hipster.
It's annoying. We hear it all fucking day. Okay. I actually get jealous. You know,
you can't ride your skateboard?
We have carpet.
Oh, they ride it like...
Yeah, they have hardwood floor. Yeah.
Or, I thought you meant like around the building.
No, they get from...
In their office.
Yeah. Also, every afternoon they blow steam by playing ping pong. They make AI. And then there's an esports office. Two doors down. Esports arena. There's a lot of nerds around where I live. We just do legal stuff.
You're a cool nerd, Mario.
It's good, bro. You're a cool nerd. I'm honestly gonna either get that on a t-shirt or tattooed. I haven't decided. Definitely, one's less of a commitment. But if there's one thing I learned from Alejandro Lara, just commit, bro. Be a bitch. Can I ask our three listeners, why does everybody call me a bitch? He bans me with that. And he's not a bitch. I was like, where's this coming from? This is news to me. I said I was sensitive. It was that I was a bitch.
Didn't you have a message for Nikki Bands?
Oh yeah, to our listeners. I've been out here, you know, trying to start the hashtag FreeLD. And D's out. Well, he's not out, he's in the little thing, but I seen him the other day.
The people listening to this like, what?
Oh man. I don't want to put this man's business on blast. Let's just say he's a hard criminal, but his time has been shortened to a lesser charge of being an addict at the charge of the state of California. He pulled a divine without being his gangster's divine.
Divine. I gotta say, Wu-Tang TV show, you picked the right actor for Divine.
That's just fun. Now there's nothing to watch on Wednesdays. I don't know if there's gonna be another season.
TV Minute, what do you rate Wu-Tang Season 1?
It was really good. Like, you know, there's some stuff that I was gonna hit. Around that, I really liked it. I don't know, like a 9.
Yeah.
I'm easy to please. Actually, yeah, I'm pretty easy to please. So maybe my opinion doesn't matter on this.
I give it a 9 too. That's a good show. Explain the why Wu-Tang.
Yep.
What Wu-Tang? I didn't know.
Yo, right now, I just want to say right now, when they make an Orange Story for Nikki Benz about his life.
Mario,
I hope they pick somebody who looks like
him. We're gonna make it.
Yes.
After this documentary.
But it's cause I wanna make sure that the minute he rolls up in his Benzo, what is it, 2 cars in the house? That's what he said. That I'm there so he can see the hurt in my face.
2 cars in the house. But you said he would have had it right now.
He's got 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's all like that. Yeah. He said, like, he gave himself. I was like, that's not even realistic.
I couldn't even inhale. That was hilarious. But yeah. Just don't do drugs, guys.
Should we go on a commercial break?
Sure.
All right, there's a little commercial break. We're back from the commercial break.
I look good. I don't know where that's from, but I added that in there.
Why? I don't know why. Sometimes when I hear words, I say the raps or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to podcasts. I forgot what I said. I heard a word and I just said the rap. And I was listening to it. And before I said it on the recording, I said it. And then I said it in the recording and I was like, that's hilarious.
Wait, what?
Okay, let me explain this. Sometimes I say like words. If I hear a word, I say like a rap lyric.
Bitch. Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the recording and me chilling with the Halloween special. Go check it out.
Yeah.
And they were talking, and then I forgot what word came up, and I said the song lyric. And when I was re-listening to it in the car, I said it before I said it, and then I didn't really remember.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I get what you're saying, though.
I had forgot I said that, so when I reset it, I started dying in the car.
Oscar says we do have a potential girl because he says that there's something relatable about sitting around smoking about weed, talking about weird stuff. So we gotta find that audience.
I swear, like, we don't even talk about weed stuff
that much. I think, honestly, I feel like weed is just something I do. It's not really a part of my personality that I got a pothead.
It's like, that's racist.
What?
We're not weed podcast. We're a me podcast.
Yeah, true.
Which sometimes involves weed. We're smoking it.
Yeah. I don't want to exclusively be thought of as a pothead. I do more than just forget stuff.
I don't just do narcotics.
The narcotics. Putin's really trying to crack down on the narcotics.
Another TV minute. Do you remember what is it called? Deadliest Warrior?
Yes.
Classic show. Did
everybody
you like
in
it?
My high school was obsessed with it. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
For me, it was middle school.
Hey, thanks for reminding me I'm old, bro. No, I'm kidding.
But yeah.
I dropped my cherry. Which is there.
I was like, Spike hit a pretty good show. Sometimes their shows are crap.
Yeah, no. I think that was like their hit. That and 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah, I like that. The Mancers was funny, I guess, but it was weird.
It would get annoying. But yeah, Deadliest Warriors was shit. That's all we would talk about. High school. With the white people.
I like that episode where the Russian,
the Spetsnaz.
Yeah, and then the Green Berets. It was sick.
That was my favorite. God damn it. Speaking of weed, vicious
but then I like, as the first time I couple watched it,
you know,
I was in middle school.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what was going on, and I figured out, I was like, these niggas are not doing this on the computer. They're just running codes of it. And then they hire some actors to do it.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I just realized what you realized when you were a little kid.
They're just running these, like, they give them these attributes, and they run it on the computer.
Yeah.
And then they pay these actors to go through this fight scene.
Then why do they run it in the computer?
Like on Street Fighter, if you just let the computer fight itself
a
couple of times and see who wins.
Oh, okay.
With the different powers or attributes they give them.
That makes sense. That's kind of cool.
They described their computer, whatever that was doing this shit, like, I was like, oh shit. This is crazy.
I don't think we really did that.
Huh?
I don't think we really did that.
What?
Science. It was spiked. The same way that Mythbusters is a conspiracy.
See?
They never busted any myths. Them guys don't know science.
Spike does have a niche science on jizz.
Hey, I was able to light this with a backwood. And now I'm holding it the French way. Sorry, no, I mean business. And I'm
it's
like,
not Spike no more, right?
I haven't had TV in years, Fred. I don't know channels.
I think it's like Paramount or something like that.
Do I look like a homosexual? Am I making my brother's wet dream come real?
What's the one with the mountain?
Ozark. I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
The movie company with like the mountain.
Paramount?
I think it's just Paramount.
Oh yeah, they have a channel now, right?
Yeah, I think it was Spike.
Well, all I know is that I'm gonna hold my doobies like this now. Real 80s.
So we should start doing the podcast? Just gone through Daily Mail. Commenting
it. Just commenting it? Cool.
Yeah. I already go through it for the Demi picks.
Chewy loves that giant fake British booty.
Yeah, but her accent, I hate it.
I don't think I've ever heard her voice.
It's like a British, I don't know, like a weird British sound.
Yeah. It's like British ghetto, that's her favorite.
Oh, I heard her talking. I was
like MC Grindr? Does she talk like MC Grindr's girlfriend?
I just imagine her.
I love Grindr. That man was fucking raising his best friend's kid.
Honestly, he didn't do very much raising.
No, he didn't. Hey, I like to give my man more credit. Because bang, lyrical blow to the jaw. Shout out. I think we might get sued because I just said those words in that order.
So Mythbusters, you said a conspiracy or what? Conspiracy. What is it?
Those guys don't exist. They don't know science.
Mark, but between them, they have 30 years in special effects.
Between my foot and my mouth?
Whenever I heard that, I was like, so they don't know science? They just know special effects?
Well, they are engineers. I'm just talking shit. Nothing about that's probably. I don't know.
It's Did you see that thing? I don't know. It was on Daily Mail or
that the lady died. That's what's conspiracy. If you know science, how come you died?
Well, I thought the lady that survived underwater in her car.
Oh, I don't know
about
that.
She remembered.
I was talking about the Mythbuster lady who died.
I guess you remember the Mythbusters episode. The one that died in the car?
Yeah. Hey, if she knew science, why did she die?
Oh, yeah, but apparently this lady...
That Jesus was like, do you know science now?
I guess she crashed her car in the water. And she remembered a Mythbusters episode when I guess they Mythbusted that, and they said you could open the door when the levels equalized under the car. So she waited to open the door until the she was submerged in water. You seen that episode?
No, but that makes sense.
But apparently you're not supposed to open it right away. When you fall in the water, you're supposed to wait till it submerges all the way. And I guess it equalizes or something like that. And then the pressure. And then you open it like normal.
That's pretty cool.
I guess there are myth-busting movies that say they're trapped in there.
Oh, did you ever see the one where they go to Fremont High? He's very proud of that one. They do some shit at the Fremont High. Cool.
They do a lot of stuff in pools. Shoot guns.
would have ate shit, but I got the balance.
Mario just hit a double tray flip. Like he's fucking Shane O'Neal.
Shane O'Neal says you don't do those. But he still does them.
They're putting you in the 9 club? Huh? If they're putting you in the 9 club, he's gonna keep on doing.
Yep.
Just like Nigel's gonna keep on doing 360.
Kirk grinds or whatever. Yeah. He's really good at
the board slides.
Yep. No, but honestly, my favorite is Nigel's street videos where he just does the manual. I don't know why I like that.
I haven't seen the latest skate line.
I did stop watching the Nigel Houston channel when I saw, you know, he was skating with fucking Bieber, and I was like, nope, can't watch this. Move, move.
Damn it. With your new dub and skate, you think you could be Bieber off?
Who?
You think you killed Bieber?
Oh, of course. No, honestly.
No. Lil Wayne?
Nope. They're both so hard, which is the sad part. Because, objectively speaking, I think I have more time than those guys do. They're still there. Nah, they have more time than I do.
Imagine. It's too long, day. That's what Lil Wayne does now.
Yeah. Sibling. Fucking British flag Mini Cooper. He's so proud of that car. Back up.
Who is he? Fucking. What's his name's Austin dad? Powers. Yeah, Austin Powers' dad.
He literally got it because of the movie.
Bro.
I saw it on Cribs. Yeah, I'm that old. I watch Cribs.
You two brewing Cribs for me. They're telling me all these houses are fake.
Wait, what?
All these cars are fake.
What?
Everybody
was staged.
Yeah, except like a couple of them, and most of them were the Jackass guys. Cause you see when they went to Steve-O's house, which is basically a truck. and then they went to somebody else's. No, maybe they do go to his house, but it was a wreck.
Wait, it was not Lil Wayne's house that they went to?
You need to look it up, but most of them were fake.
So let me guess, MTV rented the house for them just to shoot the show?
Let me see. Let me Google it, but a lot of them were...
So sad now, my childhood gone.
Oh shit, I'm recording. But yeah, YouTube ruined a couple of them. I was like, what? But some of the stuff wasn't even theirs, they were just rich people stuff. And they'd be like, yeah, this is my popcorn machine in my room.
Yo, seriously? I'm done with all channels. Even though, honestly, that's why I boycotted the Discovery Channel. For like a good day, they made me believe mermaids are real.
Sasquatches?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Nah, see, that one? Plausible. Mermaids, not at all. But I really thought that they had evidence and shit. I even went on the fake website they made. Why did Discovery Channel make a fake website? That shit pissed me off too. Make me fucking Google a fake website that was fake deactivated by the fake government.
Apparently all those are supposed to be not even... They're supposed to be fake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, like... The stuff they're finding and stuff...
It's all fake, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. But
and they're like considered...
Entertainment.
Yeah, not
I know,
really
I found that out later, but what I'm saying is... They went through all this effort for these dumbass fakes and made me believe it.
I think that Ghost Show is like that too, right? Oh. You know, Ghost Hunters? You know they got another season?
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
I've seen one episode.
I think is the one where they wear the masks? I mean, the cameras that are held strapped to them. Like,
that was
so spooky.
Yeah, they be hearing noises. Which one's the one where he's like, where's that meme from where he's like, hey, what's up? It's your boy. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
Is that one from Ghost Hunters or a different one? Because there's a lot.
I feel like it was Celebrity Ghost Hunters. That's a thing? I don't know. I actually don't know. That was a complete guess.
What's up, demon? It's your boy. Or what did he say? Ghost? Or?
It's your boy. What's up, ghost? It's your boy.
That still sounds weird.
I don't know if that actually happened or they just made the, edited the picture.
Mario's over here doing some aerials and burials.
Oh, the reason is because it's dark and then I don't get much time.
I know, that's why. Look, why can't like it be like this all the time?
Was I the only one who voted to like make daylight savings in California not a thing anymore? Did people not like that law? I like that law.
They're gonna make it not a thing?
Yeah, it was on the ballot. But I guess people didn't vote it. It was on the ballot, I think, last year. I remember because I vote, Chewy. It's important. Did you hear that, listeners? Vote. Not for Donald Trump. If you vote for Donald Trump, you're a Nazi. I wonder if you might be thinking of all the nonsense.
I think so.
Same. I mean it, though. If you vote for Donald Trump, you're honestly, I'm not. See me, I'll stick my dick in your throat.
Man, you seen that pigeon lately?
What pigeon? Oh, I think I saw it a couple days ago.
It looks pretty sickly.
I think the canaries are RIP, right?
Yeah. I be seeing some cat coming over here and messing with the... and I scare him off all the time. I throw stuff at him.
That cat's gonna eat him. Going yum 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 yum. Oh, so tasty.
One time the cat dropped the birds. And then I came out here, I was like, what the hell? Cats are wild.
Cats are wild, I'm telling you, they're like murderers. Oh look. It looks like Mickey Bands had like stored himself. Like a wee little stash. And then he came in. Wee little
smoke. Oh, they took that little table?
Oh,
there we go. Hey, where it's at?
Huh?
The clubhouse.
Really?
No, I don't know. That'd be hella funny, huh?
That'd be like, wow.
She was like, hey, can I get that? It'd be pretty cool in my clubhouse.
Please.
No girls allowed. Not even a doubter is allowed.
No, apparently my mom told me that guy just pays the rent and shit. She's chill.
No way.
Yeah, like she's 100% like a side piece. And she knows that she's cool.
I knew it. How did I guess?
Yeah, that? I was like, Chewy says she's a side piece. Like, yeah, she is.
He does it very sneaky, like. Until recently. This is the part of the movie, the side piece movie, where the guy's like, yeah, I'm about to leave my wife for this lady.
Bro.
Dang. You paying rent?
That's what I'm saying.
She doesn't have a job. I thought my mom said she has a job. I asked her.
Bro. I think, from my understanding, it's not like a... serious job. Like, I pay your bills kind of job.
I don't think she would be going. I'd be like, what the? How is she here all the time?
That's Sugar Pops.
That's what do they call it on Breakfast Club. Gossip alert. Like gossip. What do they say?
Drama alert.
Oh, drama alert.
Bro, I hate the time we live in.
Drama alert. That's awesome. Breakfast Club. Despised by Gucci and these in America. Do you think they ever just hit
and Mario
hit each other up and be like, yo, we hate that thing?
Yeah, you want to just talk shit about any Angela Yee stupid ass voice?
But they're like, Charlamagne, he's cool though.
Charlamagne's cool because he just let us talk shit about his coworkers.
You seen the interview with 6ix9ine and the Breakfast Club? Charlamagne is hilarious.
Because he knows that guy's a fool. He's like, you're gonna get arrested. You know that, right? Need to stop.
Leroy made me watch the whole thing. I told him I watched the highlights on These in the Marrow.
Leroy got switched at birth.
Leroy?
Yeah.
What?
Leroy is a black man. Nick Brown is a Asian fella. Like, I'm just gonna put that out there. Leroy is like 10 times more black man than Nick Brown is. Nick Brown is Asian guy. I think that's
I can see it.
That's my theory. Except, you know, like, the genetics don't make sense. We're gonna leave that by the wayside. Nah, I'm just jealous. My friends aren't as cool as No, seriously, he made you watch the whole thing. I think I just saw the little clip where he says, I'm just afraid of two things, God and the FBI. He gets arrested the next day. But was he really scared?
How Fat Joe's getting fucking
play off the shit.
I told him.
He's the worst thing ever to me.
He's a snitch. Not Fat Joe. Not Fat Joe.
I just wanna
skinnier Joe, but still chunky.
I just wanna put this out there. Look at the fuck of a Fat Joe thing. Just like whoever. Like, my opinion is as important as that guy. It's like, there you go.
I like Lady Gaga's music. What the fuck she know about cameras? That's a good one. Kanye. What's going on?
He's losing his mind. Nah, he's the kind of nigga that gets off his bed.
How much really money do you gets think? Off his how bed. Much money do you think he's making off this Jesus stuff?
Bro, I guarantee you, he claimed he was in debt, and Mark Zuckerberg promised him 50 mil. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that shit's gone. He also said on the British guy talk show guy when he did
The guy that does karaoke.
Yeah,
with cars?
This
cars?
Time they did in Kanye's private plane. Kanye was not gonna get no.
Oh, they rapped?
They did karaoke together, but I guess it was more of an interview. And he said that the reason he loves Donald Trump is because of the $98 million refund that he received this year, last year for his taxes, was a fucking blessing. Because I told you, he did cut taxes for them. Imagine getting a fucking $90 million refund. I feel like I'm balling when I get $2,000.
That's crazy.
That's why he loves that man, bro. He's a rich guy. He's making all the benefits. Why do you think Dave Chappelle's out here being homophobe? He's like, because money. Nah, Dave Chappelle's saying some spicy shit, though.
Yeah.
Let her be.
Dave Chappelle.
You think he made enough money that he just says shit just to say shit at this point?
I think so. Netflix is giving him specials.
They'll give
anybody a special. I seen this one guy. I don't know how I watched this whole special. It was this, like, guy from India. this fat guy.
You're hella funny. I don't know why. I think I saw that too.
I watched the whole special. I was like, this what? Wasn't funny. But I watched the whole thing. He was funny looking. Yeah. Maybe he made me chuckle once. Why did my mom walk in? Because I was watching in the living room. She was laughing. She was dying. She's like, I like this guy.
It's like relatable shit.
Imagine it. If,
is your mom an Arab guy?
He was Indian.
Ah, Mario's racist. But, I always say something subtly racist on this podcast. It's terrible.
No one's even in here this long, Mario.
I know. I feel like, what, they're gone after a minute two?
If you're still here, comment.
Mario's dick is 2 inches.
Comment that. Or wait, you can't comment on this. What is it called?
Put it in the comments below.
Send me a voice chat.
Put it in the comments below.
This might go on YouTube eventually. If I figure YouTube
also,
out.
Also, Eric Cairo, why are you hiring pedophiles, bro? You gotta scream for that shit, man. You be having kids in that warehouse, like... Put it in the comments below. Why are you hiring fucking pedophiles, bro?
On the one that cannot be spoken of.
He took this child's virginity. I just want to put that out in the airwaves. It's a fucking pervert.
What's his name? I haven't said his name in a while.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
No, Betty Potter.
Betty Potter.
His real name.
Uzi gets to go to New York. He didn't know.
He got the pervert genes in him. Gotta get rid of both of them. Got the pervert gene.
That's where they show very little of Uzi now. All they have to rely on is fucking some stragglers. And Eric Cairo has been pulling weight recently.
Yep, he has to.
You seen their video slow down?
Yeah.
Because it's only him?
Yeah, and because all the good people are gone, basically.
Things don't want to watch no cameraman do tricks.
Things want to watch pros.
They could get some pros for sure. With the views, maybe?
Yeah. Well, nah, I don't know. A lot of pros talk shit about rail.
Yeah, they do. You think, Gary or whatever from Skateline talked to them before?
Of course not.
Never?
And if he has, it was just him hurling insults at them while Aaron Cairo was like, let's get out of here. And then pull the Mario. So look at him. Get in the car.
Sometimes I just watch the videos and like, man, this guy's a Scientologist.
Yeah, man. That's a choice. That's 9:30.
Alright.
Alright, I think I'm...
Yeah.
I don't
want to be
inside.
Alright, you got any dates, Mario?
Google is on the internet somewhere. My website is johnnybigdick27.ca.uk. I have... It's like a weird link where I can't have... Like... Can't own a website in the United States. I have to have one that's like... Half in Canada. That's where the CA comes from. And half in the UK. Like, it's this whole complicated thing with moving whatever comes in these little bottles right here.
We're looking at some freaking syrup. That scissor, that activist. That
I will tell you, this is sealed. As you can see, the seal has not been broken. Sealed for your protection.
This is about...
Dude, this is definitely meant to be, like, sipped, because it says sealed for your protection. Where did Oscar get this? I assume these things are Oscars.
This is 50-something. I don't know.
The bottom say
nope, it took off the tag. Probably had somebody's name on it.
Oh, you think it's like syrup?
No, I don't know. Maybe because I'm gonna snatch this. I don't want it, I don't even want it. But
you can sell it on the streets.
I don't even think it's anything.
Nah, it's just
title or something. I don't know.
It's Robitussin. These niggas throw some Robitussin. Honestly, no. The reason I'm intrigued is I think this. Honestly, this is vanilla.
If you're still listening, comment, Peter, stop drinking Robitussin.
Are you serious?
Nah, he used to drink it a lot.
No. The reason I'm like, oh man, white guys eat wild. They really. Just for a little buzz, we'll put anything all right. In their
butt. That's a story for the next one, so you guys can listen to the next
That's
one.
That's wild.
Alright, and I'll be in Alaska all weekend. Alright. Oh, shit. Any last words?
Very curious what this lean is. Because if it's drugs, I'm putting
it... We'll ask, and we'll tell you in the next episode. Yeah. Comment what you think it is.
Because I definitely am going to shoot some Snapchat videos with this bottle next
like
to my
Like this,
face.
You have to hold it with two fingers. yeah, like that. Hey. Mario just put on his hoodie. And it's holding it with two fingers.
You're cooler that way. You look like OGZ.
Oh man, I hate how young people like that guy.
Am I that guy now?
Alright, that's for another episode.